According to the CDC, about 38% of American adults have high cholesterol. But researchers in the University of Georgia's College of Family and Consumer Sciences say that one key to reducing cholesterol could be growing in your backyard. A new study shows that consuming a healthy amount of pecans can reduce cholesterol levels. Liana Guarneri is a doctoral student in the College of Family and Consumer Sciences and one of the study's authors. Welcome to Athens News Matters.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
For starters, who participated in the study and what was their process for carrying out the procedures?
Right. So we had 58 adults, and they either were overweight or obese or had high cholesterol. So they came in for a screening visit first, where we would check to make sure that they qualified for their study. They couldn't have any other chronic diseases, no diabetes. They couldn't be on medication. So we had a lot of exclusion factors. Once we confirmed that they qualified for this study, they came in for a visit at baseline, 4 weeks and 8 weeks. And at those visits, we drew blood and measured metric measurements. And throughout the study, they completed food diaries, so we could make sure that their diet was consistent throughout the study. And they completed physical activity questionnaires and kept compliance logs of their consumption of the pecans.
Can you tell us more about the pecan-enriched diet that the candidates consumed?
Right. So this was a free living diet, meaning that the participants either added pecans to their diet with no diet instructions, or they received instructions on, we told them to substitute the calories that are in pecans for foods that they normally would eat. And so we didn't provide any other foods. The diet instructions weren't complicated. So this makes the findings of the study very generalizable to the public, because the message is that if you add pecans to your diet, you too can see beneficial effects.
And what were the results after the 8-week intervention?
Right. So we saw in both pecan groups, so we had two of them, the one with instructions and without instructions, we saw decreases in total cholesterol, LDL, decreases in some of the ratios, total cholesterol to HDL ratio, decreases in triglycerides, and decreases in apolipoprotein B, which is another protein that's associated with cardiovascular disease.
Well, that's really great. So what did the instruction group have to do differently from the other group?
So they completed a food diary before they ever came in for a visit. I would counsel them when they came in. So we'd look at their food diary and I would tell them how many calories are in the pecans that I'm providing. And we would look at foods that they would consume. Typically it would be snack foods, or sometimes people would replace their breakfast with the pecans. But it was very individualized counseling that we did to make sure that they could adequately find ways to substitute the pecans for foods that they would habitually eat in their diet.
Like chips.
Exactly.
How many pecans should you eat during the day to reduce cholesterol levels?
So the dose that we used in the study was 68 grams. And so this is over two servings. It's about like 3/4 of a cup.
And did you discover any other health benefits for maintaining a pecan-enriched diet?
Yes, but the data is still being analyzed and papers will be out soon. So we are looking at a lot of other outcomes like antioxidant status, appetite, but those results aren't out yet.
So that's great. There's going to be follow-up information to this study that already discovered this great benefit of lowering cholesterol.
Absolutely. And it's really exciting because there was a lot of research on other tree nuts prior to this, and pecans seemed to get a bad rap because they're associated with Thanksgiving. And so people thought that they were less healthy. So it's exciting to see that they have similar beneficial effects.
Before we go, I have to ask you one of the most contentious questions. Is it pecan or pecan?
Well, apparently in Georgia, it's pecan, but I grew up saying pecan. So it's a big controversy in my research.
Thank you again. I really do appreciate it. And I think it is some interesting information.
Yeah, thank you. It feels good when people are interested in what I've been working on for so many years.
Liana Guarneri is a doctoral student in the College of Family and Consumer Sciences, Department of Nutritional Sciences.